I have this thing that I do, like, with boyfriends or guys that I'm dating, but I ask them two questions, and it pretty much tells me a lot about them.
Okay, what are the questions?
Okay, so if you were going to design a roller coaster, how would you design it? Tell me all about it from start to finish.
From start to finish?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it starts in the little, like, hut thing that the roller coasters always start in.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then it would climb up, obviously, to the top. Isn't that how all roller coasters start? You climb up for the first drop.
It could be any kind of roller coaster you want. You don't have to go with tradition.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, anything that you want.
I think it would be a wooden roller coaster.
Okay.
That could be kind of fun. Timberwolf is always a fan of.
Oh, yeah.
There'd be a tunnel. Maybe two tunnels. Might be fun. I don't know if you can pull off loops logistically with a wooden roller coaster, but I would, if I could. That's how I'd prefer it, for there to be loops on it. So,
okay.
And then it would end.
Okay, and you just designed this roller coaster. How long would you wait in line to ride the roller coaster that you just designed?
10 minutes.
10 minutes, that's it?
Yep.
Okay. The roller coaster is how you view sex. And your wooden roller coaster means that you're very traditional. You only have a couple of loops, then you just climb. It's over really quick.
How's a wooden roller coaster traditional?
Because that's like the very first one. You know, it's old-timey. So you're not into a lot of freaky things at all.
Well,
like
that's different, though. That's different than the norm. That's different than the norm.
No, and then also you said that if you could do loops, you would. That means that there's some things that you want to try, but you're too scared of, and you don't think that you could really fulfill it.
I'm just talking about the actual physics of making roller coasters. How's that?
This is how the mind thinks. So this is how you think about sex.
Okay. You know? Did you make this up yourself?
No. It was actually in the book. But the point is that your roller coaster you went through two tunnels, and that was basically it. So it's not too shocking. It's pretty mundane.
Two tunnels? Tell me a roller coaster you've been in that has two tunnels.
I said any roller coaster that you wanted to design yourself.
Yeah.
So then you wanted to wait 10 minutes in line.
Yeah.
That's basically how you view foreplay. So 10 minutes is not a very long time at all. You're basically thinking about yourself and that's it. You don't care about pleasing anyone else.
Oh, you're so full of it.
No, the usual answer is, I designed a roller coaster. I know that it's the best roller coaster, and I'll wait as long as it takes for me to get on it because it's the best. That's like the perfect answer.
Here's how I would interpret it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's say, what kind of roller coaster would you design?
Oh, mine was really long, and it was like a very scenic, and it didn't have any loops at all, and it went over a couple of lakes and stuff. It was long and very, because, you know, it's like making love.
But it's boring. It's the same thing over and over again. It's just long.
It's long and gentle.
Yeah.
And I would wait. I said I would camp out, and I would wait. Camped out to ride it. So.
See, I'm making it like, okay, here's how I interpret mine, all right?
Okay.
Okay, it's a wooden roller coaster, which you may think is old school, but I think is different. You know what I mean? It's different from the normal thing.
Because a lot are metal.
Yeah. Mm. I want to make a wooden roller coaster that does does loops, if at all possible.
Okay.
That's pretty adventurous, you know? That's like, getting one of those little novelty condoms and trying to use that one. It's the ones that fit over your pinky, you know? And, okay, hold on. Wait, this gets better. I go down to the tunnel twice. Not just once, but twice.